Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
So now the news overnight, and this has convulsed Britain, is that Prince Andrew has given up his various royal titles, the main one being the Duke of York. I'm joined now by Jenny Bond, journalist and former BBC royal correspondent. Good morning, Jenny.
Morning.
Jenny, by way of a bit of background to how we got here, Andrew's statement says that the continued accusations against him, which he says he vigorously denies, were distracting from the work of the royal family. What was the tipping point here? Why is this happening now?
I think this has happened now because we have had another email exposed, which Andrew sent to Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted paedophile, now dead in America. And that email proved that he lied, Andrew lied, when he was interviewed by the BBC in what is now a notorious Newsnight interview. He claimed then that he had ceased all contact with Jeffrey Epstein back in 2010. And then a few weeks later, we have now discovered he sent this email saying, let's play again soon. And we are in this together. It made it completely untenable that he could remain a senior member of the royal family and Duke. Some kind of sanction had to be taken by the palace, because every good work that the small number of working royals were carrying out was being overshadowed by these lurid headlines day after
day. And Jenny, it's being presented as some kind of, you know, he's voluntarily agreeing not to use his thing. So who where's this coming from? Is it William? Is it Charles? Is it both?
Yes, I think it was some kind of conciliatory gesture to allow him to gloss over the fact that he has, in my view, been forcibly lowered onto his sword. He has not fallen on his sword voluntarily. If he had not done this and issued this statement, then I think the probably would have had to go to Parliament, and an Act of Parliament would have stripped him of his title. Technically, he still is Duke of York, Baron Killyleagh, Earl of Inverness, but he will not use those titles. But I think his big brother, who is a man who strives for harmony in all things, and he's a very sensitive man, King Charles, I think he allowed him to put out, Andrew, to put out this statement, which suggests that it's a voluntary act. It's anything but.
An interesting tone arose then in the coverage, as I was watching it last night on Sky News, which is a lot of people saying, well, actually, this is not enough.
Yes, I think some people do feel that. Personally, I actually do feel that he should now be removed from the list of councillors of state. It's a little complicated, I suppose, but basically there are very, very few members, senior members of the royal family, who could and can deputise for the monarch if needs be. And Andrew is named as one of those. Now, it's completely untenable that he should ever do that, and there are enough above him in that list for that never to be the case. But nevertheless, I don't think his name should even be on it. And yes, listening to the radio today and people phoning in, they do feel that that further sanctions should be taken. But what do you do? He is a member of the royal family. This is a family as well as an institution, yeah. The monarchy. Do you say, well, no, you can't come to anything in the future, be it a family funeral or whatever?
Now, so we do know he won't be at the royal family gathering at Christmas in Sandringham. I think he wasn't there last year anyway, was he? But I saw someone say last night, we may never see Andrew publicly with the royal family again.
I think it'll be quite a long time. I don't think any member of the royal family is going to want to be photographed with him. No, he wasn't at Sandringham last year. He was going to go, but then we had headlines about his association with an alleged Chinese spy. And those allegations have resurfaced in this past week. That was another tipping point, I think. So he hasn't been there for a couple of years. And no, I don't think we'll see him at family gatherings like that for a very long time.
Now, Jenny, I know, and from watching it last night as well, that you have no sympathy here. I do feel you have some sympathy, do you, with Andrew's daughters?
I do, and who wouldn't? I mean, Beatrice and Eugenie have turned out to be very decent young women. And whatever you say about Andrew and Sarah, and Sarah has also been shown to be a liar about her connection with Epstein. Whatever you say about them, they are good parents. And in this weird world, this divorced world they live in and live together in, they have forged a very close family unit. And the girls obviously will be distressed by yet another scandal, but their youngish lives have been peppered with scandals brought about by one or other of their parents. For well, we can go right back to Fergie having her toes sucked in 1992 by her financial advisor. From then on, it's been one thing after another, but the girls are fiercely loyal to their parents.
And so they will still be princesses. Are they losing any other titles they may have had? Are they now cut adrift from the royal family as well?
No, no, because I was just about to say, because Charles is very fond of his nieces. I think that's one reason that he hasn't taken action until now. So, yes, they still will be welcomed if they wish to go to family gatherings. And, yes, they are still princesses. And Andrew is still a prince. That's how they were born.
He was born a prince. Yeah. OK. Jenny Bond, former BBC Royal Correspondent, thank you very much. We'll take a break.